This is RJ City, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Yordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Yordano Diablo.
And this week, we're doing something completely different. Normally, a guest will come in here prepared with something that they hate. Not this time. Nobody is prepared, including Jordan or I. Well, that much hasn't changed from week to week.
No.
But
I name a time I was prepared for this.
Can't off the top of my head. I better get better at being off the top of my head because we are drawing the topics this week from this box made by our friend Angel Keller, former guest of the show. So we have invited stars of stage, screen, and the world of business to join us here on the couch here at Steakhouse Studios. Let's get started.
World of business.
The world of business.
Okay. All right.
Just
yep, go, yep.
Trust good. The process, Jordan.
I'm going with it.
All right. Our first guest is a founding member of sketch comedy group Artificial Idiocy out of Columbus, Ohio, and a regular competitor in the roast battle scene down there. Please welcome Zach Hartley, everybody.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's Harley, but we're good.
So I have to fuck up at least one intro every taping.
Yeah. And, I mean, just to keep the streak going.
It's all good. So many posters have had Hartley, and I'm like, hey, guys, it's just a famous motorcycle. It's not that hard, but it's all good.
You know, I think it would
help. He's cool, but he's not that cool.
Yeah, he's not motorcycle cool. Let's calm down.
I think what we need is to get you a leather jacket to go everywhere with, and then no one will fuck up your name ever again.
Because no one will be saying my name. If you see me in a leather jacket, they're just going to be like, don't talk to that guy. Weirdo.
Well, I wish that worked for me. All right, Zach, reach into the box of fun here.
And then I just give it.
Yep, give it right back to
me. How many times you said that in your life?
Reach into the box of fun here. More than you'd think. All right,
this
Zach.
Is the most wholesome way to
do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I got to be in my best behavior. All right.
Get wholesome, Jordan.
We're talking about hating things.
I know.
Wholesome.
All right, Zach. Why do you hate body hair?
Dude, it's in the way. It's gross. It gets in your teeth sometimes. That's a specific instance, but, body
backbiting, you mean?
What?
Backbite.
Exactly. Just a little midnight gnaw on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leg, I got like just one hair on my toe, and it keeps just regrowing. Why? We don't need it. We're not bears. We're not even.
No monkeys.
We're not even. Like, we were main mammals. Now we're just kind of mammals because I can buy a coat.
Like
I don't
alien
need...
Like a hybrid of sorts.
We don't need to grow this. We have hats and coats.
Down the road, I don't think people will. Like, me and people
hair?
Like me and Shear, gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're weeding us out, for sure.
We're going to have so many more swimmers then.
Well, they do say that the aliens do come from the ocean, maybe, so...
Swimmers are about as close to an alien as you're going to get. They're weird. Have you ever met one?
Oh, yeah.
They're weird.
Yeah,
they swim for fun.
Yeah.
Not for survival. It's weird.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with it.
I just think they want to exercise in even less clothes.
And they all do. I don't know if you guys went to high school with swimmers. They all do the Slim Shady bleach haircut.
Oh, the swimmers at my school shaved their entire head and bodies in solidarity.
That's commitment. Yeah. Is this like a team of cancer patients?
They're like, well, women already aren't talking to us. Let's up it a little bit. Let's see if this works.
Maybe we can get to Make-A-Wish people down here.
If I look like Slim Shady had cancer, maybe they'll talk to me.
That's just, there's no way that cool.
That's just Rob Dyrdek, dude.
He just lost his show. He just lost his show.
And it sounds like he lost his hair. That's why.
I hope that Rob Dietrich was on his swim team in high school. I hope Rob Dietrich went to high school and was like, I wonder what cool water and chlorine smell like together. This will get girls to talk about.
Monster energy drink. That's what that smells like. That's his main sponsor.
I can't drink Monsters because of the sucralose, but the smell of that drink, it just makes me angry.
Like Monster energy drink?
Yeah.
It smells like Smarties.
No, there's some chemical.
You look like you had a Monster energy era in your lifetime.
Yeah, it was called With Vodka.
It was called With Vodka. Forget a Red Bull With Vodka.
I might have told this on the show before, but I used to like tour with bands and shit, right?
Okay.
And I remember one time I was drinking, it was like Red Bull and vodka all night or whatever energy drink they fucking had there. And vodka all night. And I was like, there was one point where I picked up two fucking amps and was just carrying them like Hulk Hogan. People were like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm good, dude. Like, I felt like fucking Superman. It was awesome. But I'm not allowed to drink anymore. So
no Monster. Oh, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
No.
Whenever
drinking.
I do anything, it's always more. Like, it's just, oh, yeah, there, I want more until it's gone. And then I want more.
Yeah, you should see his back. His body hair does the same.
Body hair. See, it's dumb. It doesn't need to be there.
I agree completely. I actually 100% agree with this. Like, fuck body hair. I have too much of it, and I hate it.
I'm
despise it.
The opposite. I don't have enough under my armpits. Like, I remember when it started growing when you were a kid, I was like, I hope I get more like every other guy I've ever seen in my life. And that just kind of stopped. And I was like, I bet you if Mom stopped shaving, she'd pass me in a week. There's not that much down there.
I do feel like the body hair dynamic has shifted, though. Like, the girls are taking it back. They're like, we're all of it staying. Fuck you. And now, like,
yeah,
I'm losing it up top. And
I don't like that either. I think we should give everyone a razor. Teach them how not to use it.
Don't do this.
Throw this.
No. 2006 is over. It's not down the highway, across the street, whatever the hell it was. Everyone's listening to Boys Like Girls telling you about that line.
I used to shave my entire body when I lived in Colorado.
Because he was on the swim team.
I was not on the swim team. In Colorado, I was not
a one-man swim team.
Yes, the Front Range Community College, fighting Jews, the one-man swim team. I had to go in the reservoir by myself.
Wait, the fighting Jews? What?
If I'm going to have a one-man swim team, I'm calling it the fighting Jews.
The fighting Jews.
Who's your backup? The souls of the 6 million.
Oh my God.
That's crazy. That's insane.
We have this thing on the show. It's called the Hitler counter. It's for me.
Oh, yeah. I was like, there's no way I'm going to bring up.
Oh,
it's not for you.
I find a way.
Every show. Every show.
And you know what's crazy? Because Denver's so elevated, you need a gas mask so you can breathe a little more.
Yeah.
You know what? The Nazis didn't like body hair on other people either.
Good.
Okay, the body hair that they grow to cover up their tattoos. I like that body hair. Those are the only acceptable beards.
When I was in rehab, there was this guy who his name was what the fuck was his name? He was just a moron. He came to AA meetings. He claims he's been sober for like 3 years or something like that, but he always brought his kid, and his kid was just a menace. And he straight up called one of the black dudes, a little kid, maybe 4 years old, called him a spook.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, had I been outside, I would have slapped it. But Stanley, the guy that he said it to, told me, and Stanley's just old school, is laughing about it. He's like, I would have slapped that little motherfucker if I could have got up fast enough. But point being, people were like, oh, it's not his fault, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, it's his fucking dad's fault with the SS tattoo on his fucking neck. Like,
am I behind on racism, though?
What do you mean?
What is spook?
I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where.
We don't need to describe it, but I've never heard that one before.
Really?
It's a weird thing to lie about.
No.
I go home. I tricked him.
As far as I know, it's just an old fucking racist term.
Yeah,
normally racist terms are old.
Well, you don't really hear a new one very much.
That's Gen Beta.
No, most of the new ones are reserved for us. But
right. And they're just not as good.
No, they're just not. You guys
didn't have enough anyway.
No, you guys.
I thought you meant whites. I didn't know you were talking subgenres.
Subgenres. There's that. No, but Denver is very high up. And
with the body hair.
I love when he loses it mid-sentence. It's my favorite. So Shear was on the swim team in Denver, right?
Yeah, it was. I had to stop.
Like 45. I saw a swim team in Denver, right?
I had to stop.
They were talking about a swim meet, right? Said, damn.
I was.
There goes that Jew. You said it. All right, there's a fighting Jew now.
There it is.
Now it's fine.
There is a reservoir that people go swimming in Fort Collins, Colorado. That is where my swim team met. That's all there was. There were no public pools. They haven't figured out public pools yet.
Me and the toads race.
They got public weed. They don't have pools.
There's barely any water there. It's a huge problem.
The Mormons are hoarding it all in Salt Lake City.
Well, yeah, it's just you go out west, there's less and less water.
Drinking water, shaking beds. That's
right,
what doing.
Exactly.
But that was the major problem I had with shaving my body every day, is you have to do it every day. Otherwise, at least in my case, I got bumps.
Real
bad.
Yeah.
And so if I didn't, like, keep track of it, but...
Did you put, like, aftershave, like, all over your body?
I use lotion.
Oh, I'm a man. I use lotion. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like the smell of aftershave, so I don't use it. I just use lotion for everything.
That's odd, because they make it so you like how it smells, and you don't like it.
No, I don't.
They're trying really hard for you.
They tried, and they failed miserably.
Wow.
I don't like the smells. Maybe they...
Terry Crews.
He doesn't like the smells. He doesn't like the variety of smells. Or the many different brands and then varieties of that brand.
I like any scent. I like Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, I like scentless lotion. That is all I like.
All right, P. Diddy.
I said lotion, not oil. I do not anoint myself with oil after shaving.
Anointment oil?
Yeah. Well, maybe that would have helped.
Anointment.
That's going to be the next big thing he sells when he gets out. Just to tell fuck the public. It's going to be like...
It's crazy. He's going to get out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Like, they only did 30 months.
Is that what he got knocked down to?
Mm-hmm.
He was originally supposed to do like 4 years, but whatever.
Well, 30 months is like, 2.5 years.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
But, good stuff.
But
you think he
made
shaving
for a
his
good
body
documentary.
It was good.
I think he shaved other people's body hair. And then, like, collected it. I don't know.
In jail?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're going to oil yourself up that much, you would shave, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
Well, did you see they were putting drugs in the oil? That's what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. GHB, right?
Which, like, now I understand why they had so much oil.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, man. It was good, though. Fitty's the man. I love
50
him.
50 is the man.
I love him. He's so good.
50's my favorite.
GHB in the oil.
He is the king troll, dude. Like, he is...
But, like, who's going to mess with him?
Nobody. These dude's worth, like, $500 million, dude. Like, fucking...
Well, more than that, he got shot.
Nine times in the face.
And he's here. So, you know.
I still love that Chris Rock joke when he was like, he got shot in the face 9 times. He's like, he took more shots in the face than Jenna Jameson.
Outdated reference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like a wacky fucking Christian now.
People come out of that world in very different ways.
Yeah.
So I...
and they come in that world many different ways.
Yes, there is that. Well, it was more standard back then. there wasn't so much
there
of
there wasn't the... as many variations.
Yeah.
Actually.
If it, no, you look back in like the...
There was only a couple different things you could do back then.
Well, you know, they were shooting on film.
I've never heard a better argument for digital against film than right now.
You can't make as much of a mess with film. It's gonna ruin the stock.
So much for wholesome.
You guys are doing great.
Yes. My instincts are all bad.
You guys gonna get picked up by Joel Osteen's podcast network.
Does he have a podcast network?
I don't know, it wouldn't surprise me.
It'd
make money, so he probably does.
Pod Christ. I like it. I like it.
More like Ped Christ, am I right? All right. What else can I get mad at?
Well, you're going to get mad that I'm taking this $1 million Pod Christ idea and I'm selling it somewhere.
I better get a cut. I said it. It's on video.
It's a Hail Mary production.
Trademark, copyright, all that shit that I'm working on it.
Sheer worldwide entertainment. this is going to be getting this out
sheer
there.
Sheer genius right here.
truly.
Yeah.
Sheer thief.
I don't... So when you get anointed, like as part of a ceremony, do you have to like shave off the hair that they're like anointing? Yeah. So like you have to shave your forearms or your forehead.
Do you think that's why monks like shave just like that because they just constantly pour oil on it?
That might be. I think that's
like
more
like Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Yeah. Or Friar Tuck in fucking Robin Hood.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The monk cut. Is for anointing purposes.
Anoint, yeah. I don't know anything about that world, guys. I just know body hair's in the way.
If we want to get back there.
So I do.
And when you're 15, you can gross your mom out a little bit when she goes and uses the shower next. Because we're still learning.
Yeah.
Why'd you shave it? I don't know.
I still don't have an answer for
it. Someone asked me at school. I said, and I came home and shaved because I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
I was lucky.
And it was just a bunch of curly cues around the drain.
I had my own shower, so I didn't have to freak anybody out.
Oh, rich. All right.
I had a little shower. Yeah. Separate bathroom.
That's what you call your dad hosing you down after swim practice.
Yeah. I had a share a hose. And he had his own bathroom. That's pretty good. And look, I grew up in Parma. We got a mate out there. So I don't know.
Super white.
What exactly do you have made out there besides pierogies?
Made out there? Man, we got so many things like deer.
And Blue Lives Matter.
And white socks. I was in a different state and someone saw my white socks and they're like, Cleveland? Parma? And I was like, yeah.
A couple bowling alleys.
One important one.
Yeah.
Even though Circle Town Lanes is pretty good too, I think. Circle Town Lanes?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
State?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did Yorktown Lanes.
Oh, Yorktown is where I bowled a 189 in 9 frames when I was 13.
That's where he cut his teeth.
That's where I cut my teeth. Oh, yeah. Had some real good Tekken games back then on that old arcade game. Guess what? Body hair? Not in the way. That's why I was able to set so many records.
He shaved his arm hair.
Well, I think your mid-digit hair is more what you need to get rid of.
Mid-digit?
Yeah, no, I shaved right here. Yeah, and now it's just, I need lotion. It looks like, no hair there.
Yeah,
it's absolutely gone for the bowling. Don't want to tickle inside the holes, you know?
Well,
I feel like you're not even in there.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I want it to feel... Never mind.
I would like to thank you for tickling the inside of my hole today. So, Zach, where can we find you on the internet?
I don't want you to find me anymore after that. I don't like that at all. I'm on Instagram at Zach Harley. I was first to it. TikTok, Zach Harley Comedy. And I think it's the same for YouTube. And I don't have a Twitter anymore because I'm not annoying. So
fair enough. Jordan That's and I it. Are both annoying.
Yeah. Still got the Twitter.
I keep it for certain purposes. For certain people I follow that like post on there. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. I used to, but not anymore.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates body hair as much as Zach Harley.
No, there is another.
And scene. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was great, dude. Thank you very, very much. That was awesome.
All right. Let's get ready for our next guest. She is the CEO of nonprofit Christian organization, but not that kind of Christian. Denise's love. Bernice Hutchinson, everybody.
Hello. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, children, or whatever you are into. I don't force things on people.
I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Bernice, would you like to draw from the box of fun here?
Box of fun. Uh-oh.
Okay. So, Bernice, why do you hate the moon?
Oh, now, I dislike it. Hate is a very strong word, but I dislike it because everybody thinks their feelings come from it.
Mm.
You know, like, oh, the moon is... in the retrograde of Yosemite Sam, and that's why I treat you like this, or that's why I'm acting so crazy. That's just you.
I have to agree right out the gate that those people are fucking idiots.
That's just you, honey.
Yeah.
Like, people blame
you. You suck. It's not the moon's fault.
It's not the moon's fault. That is just you. The moon is way up there minding its own business. Just being a planet. Do we call it a planet, right? I didn't focus in school too much, but it's a planet, right?
I believe it's some people call it a satellite.
A satellite. Mm-hmm. A satellite. So whatever. It's a satellite. It's up there minding its own business. And, oh, I wake up and I'm like, you know what? That moon is just, that just don't make no sense.
It doesn't. I hate it. And I also hate when I people ask me what my moon sign is.
Oh, the devil's work. Yes. Look.
That's more like the devil went down to the special ed class. Like, that's what those people
devil,
are.
The special ed class, they are truly wonderful people. My brother is actually... special needs, and he's the smartest one out of all of my family because he doesn't believe in these devil things of the stars, the moon, change your emotion. He just writes out, say it.
Yeah.
And that's smart. People lie behind a mask.
They do.
And it's just like, he just, if he don't like you, he'll just say, I don't like you.
Right. That's how I am, but I don't think I'm sheer my special needs.
You have needs that I would classify as special.
Needs are special. That is true.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
Well, then,
that, see, I believe in you. Trust yourself.
See, thank you.
See, trust yourself.
Thanks, Mom. I mean, sorry.
You know, if you call, if you need to refill your mom hole with me, I got you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Because, you know, I'm a loving, my heart is open to all, you know. If you are missing something in your life, I got you. That is what Denise's love is about.
Okay.
Yes.
Hell of a charity.
Yes, very charity. If you don't think we're a charity.
Or heaven of a charity, I should say.
Yes, right? Yes. If you don't think it's a charity, you can talk to my lawyer.
All right.
Okay.
I speak lawyer. I will talk to him about other things.
Yes.
Because I have this million-dollar idea right here.
Oh, what? I heard.
Pod Christ.
Pod Christ.
It's a podcast for Christ.
Oh, that would be fun. I can invest in that with you.
I think I'd just like to give you the idea.
Oh,
how you sell my fucking idea?
Oh.
It's an act of Christian charity.
Oh,
Jordan.
My God. Oh. And it's a Sunday.
Donate,
this is your tithe and offering. God. Oh, he's so precious. I'll make sure to give you something
like another
something.
Award?
Something award.
Something award. Of.
I need more awards to line the desk
good,
here.
Good Christian of the year. Yes.
Oh, I would love a good Christian of the Year award. It's yeah. much better than Best Comedy Festival, Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Oh,
that we have right here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
If you won Best Christian Award, that's like when Tiger Woods won his first PGA Championship.
Oh, you get a jacket?
Well, because he's Jewish, you know?
Oh, so I mean, getting a jacket, like, you know, some reverends, they get that. Catholic priests,
yeah,
they get their robes and their little sparkly things.
Yeah,
so
that's the
when
kind
you
of
get ordained. Yeah,
I would like a jacket like that, or I would just like any blazer from the Steve Harvey collection.
Oh, now Steve Harvey. Oh, how does he host Family Feud and not just lose his mind? I just find it so funny. And then it's just like, who are the people they survey?
I have no idea.
I would like to be one of these people.
Why don't I get any targeted ads asking me to survey for Family Feud?
I know.
Because you're not 60 yet. Wait a couple years.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that
now, I don't think they're asking 60-year-olds. They're asking some wild questions now. I watched an episode. I was at my doctor's appointment. I guess they only played TBS.
Yeah.
There was a question of 100 people were surveyed. What is a woman's favorite thing?
The moon.
That is not it.
That wasn't it.
Oh, I would have gotten the
axe. But I see you bringing it back. But no, the woman's favorite things. And I'm like, well, if 100 people are surveyed, are they serving 100 women?
Yeah.
Or are they surveying a mixed, a diverse crowd?
I would think it would be a mixed crowd because I don't think they would say we asked 100 women if they surveyed 100 women, but if they asked 100 people, then I think it's mixed. Mm-hmm.
That's how Shear's going to do it when he hosts his game show.
Oh. Can you please don't make it moon related?
No, I
that's just impossible.
Well,
look, I get it's beautiful, and it's up there, it lights up the sky, but it doesn't affect your life.
No,
it just does it.
So you don't think that it when people do moon magic, you don't think that they it's causing anything? You don't think that there is powers in the moon, or
I
there
just
is,
think they're
or?
Bored. I just think they don't have anything else to do, and it's really sad. Like, part of my community outreach with Denise's Love is to find something to do that you love.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like building things with your hands.
Oh, I don't
like
love
Christ.
Not Christ. He was a handyman.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know your stuff. And another thing that we offer is like maybe people need to read. You know, read is very low in this country.
Uh-huh.
And you know, teaching kids how to read is the best thing.
I would agree.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel that they are trying to. I feel that they are trying to dismantle education in this country. Mm. They don't want people to read. They don't want kids to read.
Right. They don't.
They don't teach cursive anymore.
Oh. Oh. See, that's so sad. Cursive is so beautiful. It is. Do you write in cursive?
Not anymore. I write in all caps like a psychopath.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want people to yell at you.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're
I'm in
yelling.
All caps. Yeah.
All caps. Oh.
It gets my point across, but it's the neatest way I write.
Oh, it's the neatest way.
That's why I do it.
See, I like cursive because it makes me fancy.
Sure. Mm. Sure.
And it's one up on people, which I got to work on. The Christ Lord is working on me with that, with me, of not being better than anybody. I am equal, but there's that slight little sinner in me, like...
There's nothing wrong with a little pride.
Oh, I have pride in my organization. That's it. But we're still doing it for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should start a ministry of planets don't affect your life. Your poor life choices affect your life.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I would come to that.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope you do great work with that, because I would stop. I would like to stop being asked for my birth chart.
Oh, birth chart. What is that new?
It's so.
Is it like my chart?
Is it my? Oh God! Can we talk about the fact that everything is on my chart?
Yeah.
Oh, your results. My chart.
I don't like that they're sharing information.
Between doctors, and then it's like, oh, your results are on my chart. I can't read these words.
Yeah.
Tell me over
How
the phone.
How am I supposed to get prescription drugs if they all know I went to rehab? Like, what the fuck?
What?
You know?
It's... Oh.
Actually, this is important information for you out there in podcast land. One of the other things that I discovered through my chart is when you use the services of a dispensary in the state of Ohio, your prescriber can see that.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Now, what you do in your home or on your own should not be known by anybody.
Yeah.
Your play. Not my play. I don't yum.
Interesting.
I found that out when I was going through all my old psych notes.
Good thing I've been taking myself off my meds.
Well,
I hope the moon didn't tell you.
No. It was my common sense and the fact that I feel a lot better than I have in a long time since I've been on them.
See, common sense. A lot of people don't have it.
Yeah, a lot of people are lunatics.
Luna, I do in the moon.
It was a combination.
Oh,
of
I saw what you did there.
The drinking
you can
and
try
the
again next
meds
time.
That I went to rehab. Weird.
Try again next time.
I'll give it the old college try.
Yes. Oh,
did you ever give the moon a college try?
No.
No, there, I love the determination. No,
there was I remember there was a guy before I changed my ways. His name was Harvey, and they called him Moon Boy. And I thought, ooh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then turns out he would just get drunk and howl.
Get drunk and howl.
Yeah. And sometimes in the most inappropriate moments.
You would think you would moon people.
No.
You'd be getting intimate and he'd be howling.
He'd be howling. I mean, I guess that's a good thing, but at the same time, that's very distracting.
Yeah.
What about me?
I imagine it would be difficult to focus with the guy howling above you.
Yeah.
Like Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon.
Well, now I have a new thing that I need to...
Start singing Bark at the Moon mid-coitus?
No. I'm picturing Ozzy Osbourne above me howling.
Well,
that's not where I went, but okay.
Okay. Harvey, yes.
By above, he means behind.
No, I mean above.
Well, I believe people are above if they do good, and he did good television. Mm. So maybe he's doing good up in heaven.
I think so.
Yeah, I pray for the best.
Hopefully they are answered, because I'm tired of not getting the best. Gosh darn it. The other thing that I really dislike about the moon is there are so many conspiracies about whether or not we actually visited it.
Oh.
Or if it's made of cheese or not.
If it's made of cheese.
I
think those people were just bored.
Yeah.
When the first movies, and that's me, it's not bored, you know, working their imagination, but the conspiracy theories. So are you one of the people that don't think we went on the moon?
Oh, I absolutely think we went to the moon. I am a proud Ohioan, and it would ruin like some of our greatest historical figures if we didn't go to the moon.
Mm.
So I admit that's not strong motivation for belief, but is what I have. I just want to be proud of my state.
Anything to make you proud of your state.
Yeah.
We can say that about a lot of things about Ohio. The things that we can be proud of.
Yeah.
I believe people went to the moon. You ever heard about a movie, Iron Sky?
God damn it!
Is that...
Yes! Sorry, just had to get that in. It's about Nazis on the moon.
Do they stay there and get blown up?
No, they come back and invade Earth.
There are two sequels.
Yep, and a fourth on the way.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
what? Had to Nazis. Do it. All right, I'm batting. I'm 2 for 2 right now, dude. I'm 2 for 2.
All these all yours?
Oh yeah, always.
Always. Is this something you want to admit to on the show?
No. My co-host is Jewish. I hold no animosity.
Oh, okay.
I told everybody to wish him happy Hanukkah the other day. Oh. No. I'm very
He's
aware.
Very passionate about Iron Sky.
Iron Sky.
And honestly, like, it was an Iron Sky counter, but I thought that the Hitler counter had better optics than the Iron Sky counter.
Because that would sound cooler.
I think it's just that...
It's more direct.
It's more direct. Okay.
And it allows me to make a tick mark for more situations than just him.
Talking about Iron Sky.
Which he has done out of these tallies here, I think 4 times now.
Mm.
He's talked about, tried to bring up
Iron
Sky.
Hey, if the opportunity presents itself, I'm gonna bring it up.
Mm. Okay.
You love your B Nazis on the Moon movie.
I just... And it's about to come out with a number 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they are invading something else?
I haven't seen the other ones. I just know that they're available, and I will see them eventually.
I just white people trying to invade everything again.
Yeah. That's well, we're real good at it.
Yeah.
We're real good at invasion.
I mean, we're not batting 1,000, but
no,
it's definitely in like I'd say in the high 60s to 70%.
Well,
when they choose they want something, they go get it.
Russia is really bringing down the average.
Well, oh, Russia. Oh, Ukraine. Oh.
Moon people.
Is that what we're calling Ukraine's moon people?
Yes.
No.
Bunch of Sputniks.
No.
Bunch of Sputniks.
The Russians are the moon people. They need to mind their own business and read a book. Maybe they wouldn't have that leader anymore. Oh, then he's banning them and burning them. So, there, I see the problem. Mm-hmm. I already mentioned the problem in the salute. Oh, no.
Yeah, there is an illiteracy epidemic worldwide, and it would definitely help the Russians to read a book.
You know, another thing, back to the moon, because okay. I just thought a bit. Why do we want to live there?
I don't know.
Well, it was, and why are we moving from the moon to Mars? Of living on Mars.
I look.
Because the Earth is going to be uninhabitable at some point.
Well, then that's our fault.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give a shit.
And we should take God's punishment for ruining it. It's bend like, over and take it.
I said this on an episode not too long ago where it was like I saw this thing. It was like in 152 years. An asteroid is going to hit the Earth, and it could end. And I was like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Like, who gives?
Right.
And so what? Let them fucking worry about
right.
it. I don't care. It makes no difference to me.
It doesn't. Just
I ain't going to live that long.
That means God is just like he's done with us.
Mm.
And that's okay. You should be prepared.
I am prepared for judgment, but I am also, at this point, if we have to find somewhere else to live, that's like... looking for a new apartment and only looking in the building next door.
Mm.
And I think we have to expand our search beyond the moon.
I mean, if people want to leave this planet...
That's right, an Israeli agenda if I've ever heard it.
Oh, you bringing up that? We were having a perfectly good conversation. You brought up Hitler. You brought up Ukraine. Now you bring up Israel. God, Do you want like a news podcast? do you want the
if by news? You mean like Alex Jones?
I think if that's what you want, I mean, go. I believe that Denise's Love, we can get you set up to talk about what you want to talk about honestly and openly. I think that can be for you.
Okay.
That can be for you. And I bet you that you get an audience real quick.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, I think if you want to make Jordan's News podcast part of your PodChrist network, it'll be.
I'll probably Pod John the Baptist podcast because he did get his head cut off.
That's perfect for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So absolutely. I sensed that from.
Yeah. No, that's good. If I'm gonna go out, I want pageantry, man. Fuck. What's more pageantry than your head being on a platter?
Yeah.
All right. So, Bernice, where can we find you on the internet?
I am on Instagram at DDA523. I don't do anything else.
That is fair.
Because I don't know.
Mad respect on that.
I'm too busy. If I remember to take a picture, great. Sometimes I just had to post last week because I was so busy that, hey guys, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I've just been doing my life.
Yeah. Jesus is holding on to those memories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes he doesn't, and that's fine because maybe I don't need to remember.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Making room for better ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. Praise the Lord. See, we're going to be friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be friends. I feel it.
All right. Oh. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find somebody who hates the moon as much as Bernice Hutchinson.
Mm. No, there is another.
And scene. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you very
on,
much.
All right. We have one more guest to welcome to this set of recordings. He produces shows all over the Midwest, from Chicago, Pittsburgh, Erie, and right here in Cleveland. And he is your Roast Battle Cleveland champion of the world. It's Chris Scriba, everybody.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Dude, thank you for having me, dude. And also, Sennheiser microphones. Is this what this is, or is this just the... Or is it a knockoff one?
No, this is the real deal.
That's the real deal, dude. Yeah. German to go with the Hitler theme, right? Did you guys put me on there after a church lady to look extra bad? I feel like I'm going to go to hell. I'm afraid she's going to soap my fucking mouth out, dude. But anyways, happy Hanukkah and happy whatever the fuck you are. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Preach into my box of fun, Chris.
Recently converted to Christian. Did you not watch that?
No, this is happy Christmas.
All right. Take that here.
What does that say?
All right. Chris, why do you hate flying?
Why do I hate flying? Okay, I'm fat. Have you seen airplane seats?
Yeah, I have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, the best thing I could do is, if you fly, like, Southwest, just sit in the middle seat, and then people are afraid to sit by you, and then you might get a whole row.
Oh.
That might be it. That's the mood, right? Smell bad, too.
Fatty in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Fatty in the middle.
And
sure.
I just overflow.
Yeah.
Onto
absolutely.
The sides. Yeah.
Like, I don't care what fucking plane you have. You couldn't fit us three in... a row. There's no fucking way that's happening.
I don't know if they have that many seatbelt extenders on the fucking airplane is the problem.
Unless there's like a shared seat in the back, like on the bus.
Yeah, put us in the cargo bin with like the
plane is fucking elevating just because we're on the back.
Yeah, it just keeps flying to the moon. Right? Are they trying to go see the Nazis? I don't know. There's three fat guys in the back that look like they might like them. That'd be it, dude.
I'm pretty sure one of them's Jewish, though.
Yeah, one of them's Jewish. He's doing it ironically.
it's just looks like bit. One of them punk rockers. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. What tattoos does he have under that shirt?
Well, I'd show you, but we'd get kicked off the platform. just for showing skin.
Oh yeah, I thought you just had an American History X tattoo
people
under there.
YouTube. No, this is not going to fly.
Yeah,
but people do it all the time. Not people who look like that.
Yeah, put them back on. Cover up.
No.
I don't know. You guys are kind of thick. You're not quite as thick as me, but do you guys use the seatbelt extenders in the planes, or is that
I have not.
Yeah, it's humiliating. Also, they won't let you sit in the emergency row anymore if you have a seatbelt extender. Yeah, I don't know if it's they think I'm just going to be like plugging the hole or something like that. That's it.
They're not willing to take that chance.
Yeah, that's bullshit, dude. I don't know. I have to fly on a plane here coming up. And it's also, too, even if I lost weight, my knees are always just rammed into the seat in front of me.
Yeah.
And I always get the dickhead that just wants to lay completely flat. It's like any more flat, they'd be sucking my dick with the back of their head.
Yeah, right. Like, that's, like you'd be giving them, like they're on a massage table. But
yeah, it's like what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just, at this point, I only fly first class.
Yeah. Oh, you're fancy boy.
It's worth the money to get leg room and, you know, a comfortable seat that has enough butt for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes in a lot of smaller plane first class, it's just one seat.
Yeah.
So I don't even have a neighbor.
That's pretty good. I almost get kind of joy of seeing who I sit next to and how they're going to react. You know what I mean?
Okay.
The last one backfired, though. It was a lady that was fatter than me. She came down the aisle, almost said waddling down the aisle. It's fat. It's my word, I can say. And she comes down the aisle, and I just saw her walking towards me. I'm like, fuck, mama. She's going to sit next to me the whole time.
It's always nice as a fat person to just be like, like I don't give a fuck who says it because I feel like people should be shamed for it.
Yeah.
To a degree, like, dude, come on. You are fucking, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, I like, when it's just like, fuck, I'm not the biggest person, but I am going to get sat next to the biggest person.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. It's crazy. It's a mixed feeling because it's like, oh, I guess I'm not that bad.
But right? Why do I got to be next to this fat fuck?
Yeah, but I got to be next to this lady that smells like Funyuns that's just overflowing. Like, I'm getting brush burn on my arm from her stretch marks coming through her way too tight shirt. I don't know what I hate more, flying fat people or women, but all three in one place, it's awful.
Please give me the door next to the emergency exit. I need to jump the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Actually, I think you would want all the fat people in the emergency exit row in case somebody leans on that door and it blows out, they just plug the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Just don't be there when it crashes.
That would be ideal.
Yeah.
My least favorite people to fly with aren't fats. It's couples.
It's couples?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't like sitting. The last time I flew out to Denver, I couldn't get upgraded.
Yeah.
So I was in the very back of the plane.
Yeah.
On 60 milligrams of THC.
Yeah.
And there was this couple next to me. They had to be in their 20s.
And you're just like, fuck love.
Well, not just fuck love, but like fuck your public displays of affection that are going on. Dude, while
grow the fuck up.
I hate that shit. Dude, when I flew to San Francisco, I actually went with my fiance, but we're not like a PDA couple. We're just a miserable, you know, this region couple. You know? But we sat next to these two people. They're like Spanish or Italian or French or some like romance kind of thing.
Okay.
And dude, they were kissing and making it sounded like somebody was literally just like mixing ground beef around with their fucking hands. And then they're just like, I'm there, like, my fiance, she's on the other side. I got these two Spaniards tongue-kissing each other next to me. Just like, I'm like, oh, God, dude, just don't jizz on me. Like, I don't want that at all. That sounded bigoted Spaniards, but that's the name.
Europeans, dude. They're fucking weird, man.
Yeah, dude, Europe's gross.
I have a little Spanish in me, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a time
his name Pepe?
Yeah,
Pepe.
His name is not Pepe.
El Shiro. Shiro.
Yeah, it's the next version of this podcast is El Shiro Diablo and El Hordano.
We got married, and you took my name.
Yeah, that's cool. You just gonna hyphenate it like other dude couples, or what are you gonna,
do
it?
That's how she's gonna get the audience to believe that I'm not a Nazi. And you're like, we're gonna change our names. We're gonna the gay relationship.
This is my bald friend Jordan. We're married.
Yeah, but I don't know. Nazis kinda,
Jew Paul.
Yeah, Jew Paul's Drag Race. That's. Oh man, dude. So you were talking about all the new slurs are for Jewish people.
Yeah,
I saw somebody call Jewish people Jays. Is that a slur or is that what is that?
Jays is very old timey.
Is that like bad?
So that's actually, it was originally for people that walked in the middle of the street.
Oh, so jaywalking?
Yeah. So I don't, like, they're really trying to go deep into the past for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool. I don't know.
I'm See, not in America, walking in my J's means your Jordans.
Yeah.
In Germany, what it meant was they stole this fucking shoes off somebody that they gassed and burned.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and mark that Hitler again.
That's, there you go. Well, that's not even just Hitler. That's just straight Holocausting right there.
Well,
dude.
It's Nazi. It's anything involving the Hitler. The Hitler thing, like Shear said, I think was just more of like a.
Oh, you actually have a Hitler counter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, no, it's a running gag, I guess.
Did you ever see him in his shorts?
Yeah.
The shorts in the
like
his
lederhosen bullshit.
Yeah, that's big, scary, evil guy with those dumb little shorts, dude. It's like, I could beat Hitler's ass, I think.
Oh, yeah. Dude, 100%, yeah. Dude, without a doubt.
Yeah. He's very punchable.
Yeah.
Until Wolfenstein 3D came out, and then we all met that version of Hitler with two Gatling guns and armor.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so Mecha Hitler?
Yeah. Which is now being inhabited by the AI that is infected my wrestling news machine.
What?
The Grok on Twitter.
Okay, that thing's crazy. Have you seen the stuff where people are talking to Grok and they're like, help, I'm in a school shooting. What do I do? And then they you ever see that?
Or,
yeah, that's pretty awesome. I've never used Grok, but I like seeing people fuck with it.
Yeah. It's,
am I allowed to swear in this shit?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, there's absolutely swearing allowed.
It's, yeah. Right.
It's. I am not pushing.
Oh, my fupa is showing. I pull it out.
That's actually like that is the shirt. That is the seat where that happens the most.
The fupa chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we were doing the live stream of the RBL podcast, I kept having to look up. Oh.
Well.
Oh.
It also doesn't help that all of RBL Cleveland is obese.
Yes. Weird.
That was so funny. That one.
Heaviest division.
The Roast Battle League, like the big one, whatever. It was me versus Dave, like Heron. And they just kept commenting. They're like, man, Chris has some work to do, but I'm concerned for Dave's health. They weren't even roasting us. They're just like, we're worried about them.
Yeah. Well, Dave is worryingly fat, to be fair. He is 600 pounds. But
that's
I don't know how he flies at all.
The blimp. It's Akron.
It's good to be
there. It's a really, really big parasail.
Oh, I love Dave. I feel bad for that.
I'm on a roast with him on Saturday.
No,
so.
I'm gonna wreck him.
We've battled twice already, and Dave just gets, he's so much better than he was when he started.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He works real hard at it. So hopefully they're going to have to fly him somewhere. Moses is going to have to charter a blimp.
Just like, hey, can we rent a C-130? Drop him out the back. No parachute, he'll bounce. Dave, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm also fat.
Yes, but you actually are able to fit in the chairs somehow.
Yeah, if I get a running start at it. I stick the landing.
As long as the structural integrity isn't too good, whereas it'll bend a little bit, but give.
Actually, I don't know. My fat's pretty compressible, though, so I will fit in anything. I'm pretty much like Flubber or a Ditto
like one of those
creature.
Real furry cats where it's like, you're like, how the fuck did they get through that?
Yeah, this is all body hair here. There, we covered all the things.
Look at that.
Dude, I wish I had the moon one, dude. I could riff on that for... I'm so jealous of that, dude. That's so crazy. And it is true. Like, a lot of Ohio people went to the moon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how far people go to get the fuck out of Ohio. And I'm saying as somebody that grew up like 15 minutes from the Ohio border and went to Boardman every week. But
can't imagine going to Boardman. Wait, yes, I can. I did that for a little bit.
Yeah.
One of my best friends worked at the Jillian's in Boardman.
No, fancy. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would go out there to visit him.
Dude, that's the last good Chinese buffets down there.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's called, like, Empire something. I gotta look it up.
We haven't been to a Chinese buffet in fucking forever, dude.
No, we haven't.
We haven't. We seriously haven't. We need to do that. I'll travel.
It's good. It's good. They got the hibachi thing there. Except they have, like, a Mexican guy cooking hibachi.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Which is, like, dude, if you
most hole-in-the-wall Chinese places, it's Mexicans.
Yeah.
It's Mexicans. There's the Chinese people who run it up front.
Yeah.
Just so it's, like, a little authentic. Yeah. Even though none of it is authentic.
Yeah.
This is another Colorado story, but I had a guy that I lived with for a while. His name's Warzone.
Was he also on the Warzone? Swim team?
What?
Well, sorry, you said he's on the swim team?
He is not on the swim team. Warzone was not on the swim team.
How did he get the
big
name Warzone?
Because somebody tried to hit him in the face with a brick.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it broke over his face. He screamed at the guy and beat the shit out of him, and he became Warzone.
Oh, hell yeah. Appropriate, Nick.
That's what he said.
Appropriate.
But he came out with me and my sister to Benihana's.
Yeah.
And we got a Mexican hibachi chef.
Yeah.
And he just gave me this look. That he really, and I just looked at him back with a look that responded, "Don't you say anything. You're out with my sister.
We're gonna enjoy this.
This is her favorite restaurant."
What point?
Shut
he's
up.
Probably thinking, "What point does this become fajitas?"
I didn't know Benihana turned fusion.
He just. I had to do that, though, because at one point he just got drunk and would scream stuff at people.
Yeah. What kind of stuff?
He screamed, "Speak English or die" in the kitchen.
He's a big fat guy, right?
Bigger guy.
Yeah.
Bigger guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was I eventually like cut ties with him. But
so funny. I wonder if he's an ICE agent now. Fat ICE agents are the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, dude. Like Dean Cain? Yeah. Like Dean Cain?
Dean Cain? Who's that?
The guy who played Superman and Lois and Clark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's one of those.
He's a fucking idiot. He's fat now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Unfortunately, he cannot really fly.
Yeah.
Well, that was swinging and miss, Jeremy. Thank you for that. No, fat ICE agents are fun, especially because it seems to me that the real reason that they started masking up was to hide their chins.
Yeah. Either that or they want to go back to the restaurant after they bust it. How the fuck are you deporting me? You have a salsa stain on your shirt right now, you fat fuck.
Stop resisting!
That actually, considering where they hit cilantro taqueria down on Coventry, that's got to be why.
Dude, just like, what a fucking, like, when I found out about that, I was like, I was so happy they opened again the next day. I was just like, dude, that is like the best place in fucking Cleveland. Do not fuck with that shit.
Yeah, fuck off.
Bunch of losers. Small dick fucking dildos.
Small dicked dildos.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Small dick dildo?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would just be like one with like a little attachment.
What I'm thinking is,
it's a vibrator with shape.
You know those bachelorette party toys that you put on the end of a straw? That's what I think the small dick dildo is.
It would be really funny, just buy a pack of them and then just put them on your straw at whatever restaurant you go to. Just like in front of people, like you're with people from work, and you're like, "Hey, hold on a second." They just play it off like it's no big deal. Just like, she's like, "Okay."
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I have a disability or something that I need to
have the stick in my mouth.
Yeah, I can't get the appropriate suction out of a bendy straw unless I have a miniature cock on the end of it, and then my lips conform to it perfectly.
I am praying under my breath with every suck. It's okay, guys.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't judge me. If you judge me, you're a bigot.
If you judge me, you're going to have to talk to HR. The dick isn't the HR issue.
You ableist piece of shit. You're the HR issue. I just got to throat this Coca-Cola now. And you're over there fucking it up, making me feel out of place. Oh, man.
Now they're going to get mad at me for hanging out the rings next.
Yeah, let's just have the whole setup.
Yeah. Bring some dick pasta to a potluck. I used to keep
macaroni and peens.
Just get that. Put that out there.
I had a bowl of penis pasta.
Wouldn't it be wackaroni?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man.
It would be wackaroni, Jordan.
Wackaroni.
You're just full of good ideas.
Yes,
yeah,
I am.
The brains. He's the brains. That makes you the muscle, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of muscle here.
Yeah.
Built for wackaroni.
Yeah. Not a smooth brain at all.
Yeah.
Firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, my brain's not smooth. It's just little zigzags that look like dicks.
It's a synapse firing around.
Yeah. Like Pong and the motherfucker.
Dicks.
Yeah, dicks.
Dicks.
Nazis. Yeah, Nazis, dicks. It's a very 13-year-old boy themed show, I feel like.
No. I'm 38 and I know what a lot of I know what the right wing algorithm looks like.
Yeah.
I'm pretty on fucking brand if I'm for real.
Yeah, dude, I know a lot more about Nick Fuentes than I should at this point.
I'm 12.
I just think you'll like this. So I'm not one for like rage baiting or trolling too much unless it's worth my time.
Yeah.
And ever since he died, every time somebody posts something about Charlie Kirk, I'm like, who's that?
Yeah,
that's funny. It drives people fucking crazy.
Goes bananas.
How many people have posted the song back at you?
A couple, okay. For sure.
Dude, I don't even care if you are like a conservative person. That
I'm
song,
not.
Fuck, well, I'm not saying
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, but like that fucking song. Who thought that was like not the corniest shit of all time? There's people that like don't ironically listen to it. It is insane. It is the fucking dumbest shit I've ever heard in my entire life. If I was Charlie Kirk, I would haunt the fuck out of whoever made that song. That would be.
He's down in hell right now. They're making me look gay now.
Yeah, just shut it the fuck off. That's like, it's played so much. I'm just waiting for like August Burns Red to cover it or something.
Well, if they do cover it, I'm sure we'll be flying to see them. Yeah. Chris, where can we find you on the internet?
Yeah, Megan's Law. No, I don't. I wish I didn't even make that fucking joke. Jesus Christ, I'm not a pedophile. I'm gonna shut up now. Instagram is Chris Gott Reported, G-O-T Gott. Some people say God Reported. That doesn't make sense. Gott Report. Chris Gott Reported. Somebody nuked my last one. Chris Scriva Comedy, S-C-R-I-V-A. That's on YouTube. And then I can't remember what Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it is. I have a Blue Sky, but that shit sucks just like X does, but woke. And then...
For real.
Just
they're
those two places.
So
and then you can hit my Instagram at... Hot Chris Scriva Instagram, TikTok. Sorry, it's been a long day already. And I'm also upset that I did that riff right before.
It happened.
I'm not on Megan's Law.
Nope. Not a pedophile, Chris
not
Scriva.
Pedophile.
He got reported for something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This isn't looking good.
So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates flying as much as Chris Scriva.
No, there is another.
And scene.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.